Puddles in the morning, puddles in the evening, puddles in the afternoon. Well, I'm a puddle boy and she's a puddle girl. The Puddles Podcast is starting real soon.
Welcome to Puddles with Andrew Collin. I got the best guest ever. Third time's the charm, I think, maybe four. Fourth time's the alarm, something. All I know is I'm so excited. She's from the Peachtree State, the home of the Georgia Bulldogs, the home of the Sweet Tea, the home of the Georgia Pines, the home of Georgia. Everyone, Stacey Abrams. I mean, Heather McMahon.
Hello. Make sure you get out and vote. How you doing?
Oh, my God.
You know, I met Stacey Abrams. I met her. I introduced her at this Bustle event like 3 years ago. And I introduced her out on stage. And I was like, Stacey, just want you to know, like, I worked on your first campaign. And she did not give a fuck. She literally was like, okay. And literally, like, just walked away. And I said, oh, thank you. Like,
How long ago was this?
It was 2019. It was September 2019.
Were you getting a little bit of fame at this point? Like,
yeah, I just come off my first tour. Yeah, like somebody knew who I was. She didn't, clearly, but I just remember going, stay humble. Stacey Abrams did not give a fuck that this like blonde white girl was like supporting. She was like, goodbye. I was like, fair enough. I'm not mad at it either. I was like, fair enough. Okay. All right, cool.
I mean, that just shows you that like, that's the kind of person we want in political office. We don't want someone to be like, Heather McMahon, oh, you're the cheetah girl. Like, I don't want that person in my,
Yeah, if you know who I am, you're on Instagram too much and you need to go like, I don't know, make sure the water's clean.
Yeah,
you know,
read an article. Do something.
Yeah.
Read. Just don't.
Volunteer to school. Just don't be on TikTok or Instagram, please, for the love of God.
What if you're like, hey, girl, and you're like, thin ankles, thick neck, and she's, you're like, yeah, you shouldn't. You should just like start a podcast.
You're in tune, yeah. If you're in tune with like pop culture and you're a politician, you need to go. You're not doing your job.
I just want like an Abraham Lincoln. I want a guy in a funny hat or a girl in a wacky smart hat. You know that knows big words that I don't know, and I don't even have to check in on you. I just know that you're doing your homework. That's all. That's all I care about.
That's all. I said for a long time, we need a power lesbian. You know, we need a woman who drives a Subaru, who has two pit bulls, who shows up with a tool belt on and a sensible sandal, and who's ready to get to work. And that's who I'm voting for. You know, some woman named Terry who's just like, let's fucking get shit done. You know?
Yeah, she listens to NPR, not our podcast. No.
No.
She'll know who we are.
No, but you know what? Her wife listens to me. You know what I mean? So she's like kind of, it's like at 1 degree of separation. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So she could get along with that side of the voter. You know, she's like, oh, we got both aisles. My fun wife who you know, didn't get a GED. She's fun, though.
Yeah.
She'll drink a martini on a boat. Speaking of boats, you're always on a boat. Yeah. You're always on a boat.
I've been on boats a lot recently. Well, I'm a Pisces, so I'm just attracted to her. But I've been on a lot of boats recently. I keep going out of the Turks and Caicos. I mean, you were in the Grand Cayman for like 10 months.
Hey, no shade.
No shade. Yeah. So I just go on this boat down in the Turks a lot. I have friends down there and I'm going actually on Wednesday. I'll be on the boat Saturday. I'll be on the boat.
Look, things are different when you're not on the mainland. You know, you get out there on the boat, you know, things happen.
You hit a sandbar, you've had a couple pina coladas, shit gets weird. Next thing you know, you're giving the boat driver a hand job. You didn't, and your husband's right there, you know? Yeah. Yeah.
You know how many times I freaking have gotten barnacles on my ass from going down on the driver from outside the boat?
Yeah.
You know, you get barnacle ass out there. Yeah, it's tough. Dude,
listen, barnacles are just, it comes with it.
Dude, I love that you somehow have, you've balanced spring break. Like, you've never stopped doing spring break. Like, you're.
No.
But you've classied it up a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, you'll add like a smart hat. You'll add like, you know, like,
a fedora.
You're not.
It's like a baseball hat. I have a fedora on now.
Yeah. You're not doing like, you know, when they do the foam pit, you know, you're not there. So it's not so obvious, but I'm on to you. You're keeping spring break alive, way alive. Past spring break. I'm sorry, but like,
look. Well, can I be honest with you? That's an honor. It's an honor and a privilege. And I'm so glad that you brought this up because I actually came on this podcast to talk about spring break awareness that COVID really put a damp in spring break. Now, just so you know this, Andrew, my birthday is March 15th and it's always been in the middle of spring break. Most college spring breaks are that week, right? So that's where I thrived. It was always about me. And I'm trying to continue the party and make sure that we don't forget about spring break. You know, but here's the deal. Have you ever heard of this thing called Yacht Week? Where like you can go out on a boat in like the Bahamas or Croatia or whatever. I realize I basically do Yacht Week now, but I'm just an adult where I can rent a boat. Like I can finally afford to like rent a boat for the day. I don't have to have like 65 friends chip in, you know?
There's nothing worse than being like, do you have, like, you got to be that girl to find a guy with a boat. Like you got to blow him before you even get on the boat. Like what? Like, can't I just afford that? That's all a girl wants is to afford her own boat without having to talk to, you know, Chad, Rad and Brad about like getting on their wakeboard boat so they could watch you do dinners or whatever, you know?
It's always a guy, at least in Georgia, like who has a lake house. His name's like Milner or like Lanier, you know what I mean? And it's like Sutton, and you're like, are you going to Sutton's Lake? No. First of all, I don't trust lakes. I can't see the bottom of the water. I've never been a freshwater gal. You know, I'm about that salt life. And I don't want to blow him, you know, because he's got a tiny dick. And that's how I feel. You know, take it or leave it.
And that's who Woodward is.
Forever.
I love you.
Why I'm running for political office.
Why doesn't Stacey know who you are? It doesn't make sense.
I don't know. It doesn't make sense. You know what's so funny? Like, not even talking about politics, but you know such bullshit about being from Atlanta and, like, being from Georgia? You know, we basically won the election for people, okay? For if you voted blue, we helped you out, okay? And then when shit came back, like, little small things here and there, people were like, what are you doing about it? I'm like, I don't want to fucking hear a single one of y'all bitch. Georgia did there. We're still trying to get our head above water. Like, shut the fuck up. Do not come at me and tell me, like, I'm not doing enough. I just won the election for you assholes. That's how I feel. Off my soapbox.
You, man, you need to get on a boat.
I need to get on a boat. It's been too long. It's been 3 weeks since I've been on an island on a boat. I got to get the fuck out of here.
All you need is a Yeti cooler, mm-hmm. You know. Right there. There it is. You know,
I'm trying to get Yeti to sponsor my life because I always have a Yeti cooler in my hand. There's nothing better than when you get in bed at night and you have your ice cold Yeti next to you with your little straw. And you're like, you know, you got your accoutrements right there. I love accessories.
Dude, I think Salt Life should sponsor you. Yeti Life. I mean, I don't understand. West Thank Marine, you know, yeah. I just think you should just hang out at a bait and tackle shop and just get fed worms all day. I mean, something needs to happen for you.
And by worms, you mean margaritas.
No, I mean worms. I mean worms. I mean actual worms. My brother put a worm on a hook to go fishing. These things are out of control. Yes. I'm not a worm guy.
No, you're not a worm guy, but you know what you are? You're a hot guy. Now, Andrew, I don't like building up your ego, but I was saying this before we started recording. You've gotten really hot. And it makes me uncomfortable.
Why?
Because I don't know why.
You didn't expect that question, that follow-up?
Yeah, I didn't expect you to, like, make me explain it. I don't know. You're just very handsome now. I mean, you were always handsome. I always had a little crush, but now I'm just full. I mean, you're just very handsome.
Well, now that you're married, it's time to cheat. That's what you're saying.
Can I be honest with you? I think that's it. Before I got legally married, I was like, yeah, you know, Andrew's cute. But now that I'm locked down, it's like, I'm kind of horny, you know?
Look, come at me. You know? I mean, if you got two Yetis and an Everrood.
Listen, okay? I love my husband. I'm kidding. However, you've been playing golf recently, you know, and golf is a sport that makes me very horny. Let's talk about your golf game.
I came into this podcast thinking of two things I wanted to talk to you about, and golf was both of them.
Great. Really doing your preparation for guests. Well,
I put on Instagram story, what do you want Heather McMahon to answer? So I'm on top of things. So,
okay, great.
Okay, so golf, when I was in my 20s, I moved back home. I failed in everything, and I moved back with my mom, and I lived like this retiree lifestyle in my early 20s where I just played golf every day. And I got down to like a 12 handicap. I literally, it was my job. And then I moved to New York when I was 30. I had no money. I only played the par three course by Citi Field where they, you know, you play with like a cigar and you just throw it, you know, and there's a guy with a weird mole. Like a
loose needle.
Yeah. They're not even, and the balls are pink. You move.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So anyway, so I haven't played. So, but I've been starving for it, but I haven't had any money to, golf's an expensive sport. So finally I have a little bit of money and I live here in St. Louis. I have plenty of time on my hand. I'm back to that retiree lifestyle. I'm the happiest person I've ever been. Here's the thing. Golf, I'm obsessed. It's a sport that you will never perfect and it will only hurt you. And I think I need that. And I think I need a sport where it's like, I'm not doing it to like make people laugh. I'm just doing it to hurt myself and for my own personal gain. Cause I'm not going to play in front of a crowd. I mean, how do you feel about it? You're a good golfer.
I was a good golfer. Actually, interesting enough, I played in high school and my, when I developed, like literally I grew breasts overnight and my coach like pulled my dad aside. And he's like, listen, Kyle, I don't know how to tell you this, but, Heather's got tits now and her swing's just totally different. Like we're going to have to figure this out. So,
is that when they put the club in between your tits?
No, yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. And I just, it's like, kind of like your titty fucking.
Yeah. He's like, look, if you want to get on my boat.
Yeah. If you want to get on my boat, you got to titty fuck the end of that putter. And that's, and I'm like.
And that's Scotty Cameron, folks. Okay, so wait. Yeah, so.
So I developed as a young woman. And then I was like, okay, it wasn't. And then, it got really competitive and I just wanted to have fun with it. And I was like, listen, I don't want to do acting or whatever. Like, I'm not doing this for life. But now I've gotten recently back into it because I'm now living that retiree life as well. I moved back in with my mother where we joined our country club next door. Like, Jeff plays golf 7 days a week. He's semi-retired. And I'm like, I need something to take the stress off. But then you play golf. People who don't play golf don't understand it's the hardest sport in the world. And then it's actually very physically demanding. Like you're walking 10 miles. Also, like Tiger Woods fucked up royally because of how gnarly his swing was. So if you've got power behind the shit, you got to get some physical therapy, you know?
Yeah, no, I feel you. My hip hurts. Yeah, my hip. I'm gonna have to get a new hip. Probably put a ping in there. Maybe a Titleist inside my leg. You know, maybe I'll just become my own golf bag. I'll become a golf bag.
Nice.
And then get right to it. Get to the source. I think it's so funny with golf, for like when you play with someone that's shitty, and they're about 140 yards out. It's like their second shot or whatever, and they turn to me and they go, think it's a 4 to 5 foot slope left to right up there on the green. I think, a back right pin with, four to 5 mile per hour wind from the northeast. You know, I'm going to go between a 7 and 8. And then they fucking hit it perfectly. No. They fucking chunk the shit out of it. It goes 38 yards and they go, oh, must have been the northeast wind there.
Up to the slope. So that was the other thing that was so challenging with golf is I don't see shapes. I don't see, I could never, like geometry, I basically failed. So for me, I was like, listen, I know I have powerhouse. I know I'm good at chipping and my short game's pretty much shit, but I like at least could have fun with it. So when people are out there and you know, you got to get the yardage and this, that's when I shut down. I'm like, I want to be out here. I want to have a glass of wine. I want to putt around. I want to have a good time because I can hit. I've got a great swing, but I don't want to sit there and get like my little telescope fountain. It's 36 yards to the pin. If I hit it behind the green on the rough, it'll slope down. Like, get the fuck out of here. Who has time for that?
You just want to show off your tits finally. And without your
coach. I want to show off my tits. Thank you.
Telling you that they're bad. They're a good thing. Your tits
it's
are
a great thing.
How but do you feel time, when Jeff leaves though and like he's like, oh yeah, you handle the reconstruction of our house all day and wait for the movers while I go play 36, you know, like at what point does it become annoying?
Well, we did say when we got married, I said I will never bitch about you playing golf. Okay, I was like, I'd rather you be
that was in the vows.
I was in the vows. I would rather you be at a golf club than be at a strip club, right? It's good for you, it's healthy, you're working, you're networking, all this shit. But then it got to the point where he's playing all the time. And I thought he was having an affair with his golf coach, this guy named Chris, who's like 65 years old. Because Jeff would make me take photos of his hips and his swing at like midnight. And then he'd send these videos to Chris. I'm like, are you just sending groin shots to this poor old guy? Like, I really got concerned for a minute.
Why am I but now I'm just you up beforehand? It's like, what are we doing?
Exactly. Why do you have body oil on? to send these to your golf
club. No, it's good. It's good for the swing. It's good. He's got to see how it glistens off the mirror. Yeah,
exactly. Okay. It is a little annoying now when I'm like, hey, can you pick up the dog from daycare? I don't know. Get some groceries for us, because I'm starving over here working like a dog. Because
at some point you got to go, do you like playing golf or is it me? Because you're gone. Because golf isn't, you know, a tennis. You're not gone for 45 minutes. Yeah. You're gone for
5.5 hours. Yeah. And then you come back and you're exhausted. That's what people don't realize. It's not a quick match. Like you said, it's not like I just did a little jaunt. I went up to CrossFit. You played 5.5 hours. You've been in the sun. You're dehydrated. Your hands hurt. They're arthritic. You know, every excuse in the world. I'm like, you played 18. The other day, he played 36. He went to two different country clubs, played 36 holes of golf. Get the fuck out of here.
Dude, I love it. I love that he's like, no guy ever comes back from playing 36 and goes, God, I want to fuck. Never.
I did not get laid that night.
No.
Yeah.
No woman has ever been laid after their man come. They don't come back horny because they play terrible because they're not great. None of these guys are coming back from the course being like, I nailed it. I'm great. It's time to fuck.
Time to fuck. No, Jeff's literally like, he panicked and he's like, something's going on with my shoulder. My rotator cuff, it's all off. It's all off. I think it's from pitching. I'm like, I don't even want to blow you. We just go to bed. You know, you were maybe going to get lucky out of the deal, but you forgot to bring home any groceries, any dinner. I'm done. And now I got to wash your fucking golf clothes again. I'm done.
Yeah, man. That's what it is. I mean, you got married. You got married at the courthouse, right?
I did. We're still planning our wedding in Italy. That was supposed to be like 2 weeks ago, but Italy still wasn't open. And now it's open and everyone can go. And I'm like, fuck this. So I guess it's going to be next year. You'll get an invite. Just shut the fuck up and come, you know?
I will. I mean, don't test me. I mean, you got to pay for my flight.
But don't be too hot.
And I got to bring clubs. I'm going to play golf with Jeff the day of.
Please do.
You ain't getting laid the night of your wedding because he's going to be And then he has a good tan. I bet you he has the glasses tan line.
He doesn't have the glasses tan line because he wears such a huge visor, but he has a horrific sock tan. And we're going to the beach on Wednesday. I'm like, we gotta blend it, you know? Yeah, but golf is a sport. It'll kill you. It'll break you down, bring you back up, and then break you down again.
Oh my God, my dad was obsessed with golf. And he always thought, oh, you know, I'll be on the senior tour. They all think they'll make the senior tour. Like, for some reason,
that's
they think.
That's what Jeff thinks he's going to do now. Yeah.
What, you think these young?
You think these tour.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think? These young tour guys? What do you think these young tour guys are going to? They're not going to do the senior tour. They're just going to go, oh, you know what? It's your time.
Yeah. Insane.
My dad always was like, he'd always use clubs like no one else used, you know, because it was his thing, you know? And he's like, yeah, no.
Like a 7-wood.
Yeah, he made it like out of his own tree. Hybrid. Yeah. Yeah, I love the idea. He would like have these clubs where like his, like, I don't know, the pro sold him on it, and he's like, you know, paid an extra like $45,000. He's like, oh yeah, but you know, you don't understand, the grooves in this one is like no other. And
it's never your fault. It's never their fault. It's always the club's fault. It's always, you know, like you said, the wind, the slope, you know, there's something in their shoe. It's never just like, you're not great at the sport. I don't know how to tell you this, brah. But
here's the thing. My dad had huge tits, so that's probably the problem.
I tried to play tennis.
What happened there?
I took a lesson with the club pro, and he goes, this isn't going to work. I was like, what the fuck does that mean? He was like, do you play golf? I said, I sure do. And he's like, I can't teach a golfer how to play tennis, but tennis players make great golfers. So if you're listening to this and you're a tennis player and you thought about playing golf, get into it, because I'm fucked. I can't play tennis.
What kind of tennis pro denies money?
Like, he literally looked me dead in my eyes and said, this isn't going to happen.
You're not a gymnast like trying out for the Olympics. You're paying a guy money so you could hit some like 9 flat balls. Like, what is he doing telling you you're not good? I don't understand.
He said it's too hard because golfers take a full backswing, and that you can never unteach that. I'm like, you know what? I'm adorable. I'm here for the white wine. Leave me alone and just let me get a little cardio in. You know, it's what,
because you're gonna want to play doubles with the other wives.
I'm gonna want to play doubles. Yes, thank you, with your dad.
Play with them. Four double D's out there. It'll be great. No, dude, that's wild to me that he told you this.
I know.
You could shorten it up. You're a smart person. Like, who are these people to tell you you can't? You know, I don't. I mean,
I tell you, Andrew, people are very honest with me. I don't know if it's like something in my voice, if I have that familiar face that people can't ever put their finger on. I've had people tell me some wild shit. Like, if I'm sitting in a bar in an airport, people will confess crazy shit, like where the bodies are buried, you know, that time they were diddled, and you're like, what? Why are you telling me this?
Well, you have an honest feel to you. You're a comedian, mm-hmm. so you're very honest yourself. Who knows what you told them to get them to open up, you know? You probably showed them how far your backswing was, and they're like, really? I killed my uncle, you know? That's
exactly. Let me tell you about my trauma real quick. And I'm like, brah, I got to catch a flight to Detroit. You know what I'm saying? I just came for some chicken tenders.
I mean, that was me all the time on a flight. Like, you know, I would sit next to someone and I would learn their whole life story. I would do podcasts like when I was 9. I'd go, what do you do? How many kids do you have? Why is
being a Mormon?
You're like, get this fucking kid. Like, he probably hated mm-hmm. me so much, dude. What, how much have you shopped on Amazon during COVID? Is it wild?
A lot. Honestly, I'm kind of ashamed of myself. Like, I crushed Prime Day, and I know that we're like sticking it to the man and we're not supposed to be buying shit on Amazon, but I'm like, it's so fucking convenient. I got a new air fryer because my other one broke. And I was, honestly, it was $100 off. And I'm really proud of that choice and that decision. You know, but am I conflicted the next day? Yes. But then I also feel some type of way when the package comes and it's like, you know, 32 hours later, or, you know, I'm like, this was very convenient. Good for you, Jeff Bezos.
Before COVID, I never ordered one thing off Amazon. That was like my claim to fame. That was my only thing that I did that no one else did. I never ordered off Amazon. And then, Darren, the other day I ordered Adidas slides, like the old school slides with the ones mm-hmm. with the massage on the bottom that are Velcro.
Yeah.
I don't need those. Oh,
so good.
But it's 3 a.m, I can't sleep. I go, hey, I used to love these slides. I'm wearing sandals to the golf course with socks on. I look like a fucking idiot. I need some slides. Bought some Adidas. You know what's cool about Amazon? You forget you buy it, and then 4 days later mm-hmm. it comes.
It just shows up.
It's kind of a nice
present. It's like a little gift.
Yeah.
It's actually a really nice gift. I mean, and now you can get everything, like from your toothpaste to your toothpicks to the hoop earrings to a pair of shoes. I mean, it's a one-stop shop. I don't like going shopping. I'm one of the few women who I never enjoy. I like poking around, but I don't like shopping because when I go into these stores and then they'd be like, we got to order your size online. And I'm like, oh, here we go. You know, or it's like, you got giant jugs, you know, our largest bra cup is size C. And I'm like, I'm going to go kill myself. I can't. So I enjoy buying it online.
Are you like me where you're like, you know what you want to buy and mm-hmm. you go to the mall and you go to the one store in the mall and nothing's going to stop you though from buying that. I have a weird like thing where I just float until I'm in that shirt. And I don't even know why I need that shirt. I don't need it, but I I don't know. You know what I mean? That's how I buy things.
It's almost like an ethereal moment. Like you're out of experience. You just float to the L.L. Bean store, not even L.L. Bean, like Brookstone, get your personal massager. And then, Yeah.
And then you use it three times. You use it three times. Yeah. You don't charge it. I have a Theragun. There's no charger. I don't charge it. I just push it on me now. You know, it's like what?
it's you have somebody get like a running start and then just like hit you with it. I know. I don't know where our charger is either. And I love my Theragun. Yeah. Again, this is a part of being an athlete. Part of being a golfer is you have to massage the muscles. Your calves get tight. I've got crippling sciatica, which makes my leg go numb and my ass is on fire.
I have that.
It's a lot.
Yeah. I just love that. I love that you have to keep saying you're a golfer because your tennis coach said you couldn't play. I think you need to go to a new – I don't think you quit now. You're not the person to quit just because one guy said you take the racket back too far. I don't like this for you. I think you need to go to
a I don't like this for me either. I agree with you. I think I got discouraged, and I think I can't let this person put me down, and I need to buy some more outfits and get back at it.
Yeah, you probably have like 5 cute outfits where you probably don't even wear underwear with it. Maybe that was the problem. He was too horned up. And he couldn't.
Or he was disgusted by my long labia, you know? I don't have a labia, but I just like the words long labia.
He's like, we could throw you up on the tennis rack and I could tighten you up there. I could tighten up that labia with the strings. Yeah.
The fantasy of like golf pro, you know, student or the tennis pro. I've never been into those kind of guys because they've always been a little too slender for me. But like I could have, you know, been the water girl on an NFL team and then had an offensive lineman do something to me. That's more my fantasy.
I love an offensive.
The tennis guys are real small.
They're tall. They're slender. Golf guys aren't that big either. You have a couple that are like somehow, juicy. You know, they're big, they're juicy. Stadler's son. That's all I know. Yeah. The guy that just won the U.S. Open. He's a thick bottom.
He's a thick boy. He's a thick Rom.
Yeah, Rom.
Rom. Yeah, he is. He's Spanish though. You know what I mean? He's a hot Spaniard. He's got that tall, dark, and handsome. He's juicy. Juicy golfers. I don't need a slender man who, you know, is on 18 at Pebble Beach, and if a strong breeze goes by, he's gonna float off into the ocean.
We lost another one. I love the idea. You don't need one of those golfers. You know, and I love that we're talking about golf so much. I just love. Yeah. I hope three people listen and they love it. Like they're like, this is everything I ever wanted. But
in a podcast, yeah.
Those golfers that bend over when they're looking at their putt, you know, and they like, they're very flexible. Those little guys from Europe, you know, that wear too tight of pants where they have the 3 wood in their pants. And they're like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
We can all see. Yeah. Like, what is this?
We can see everything. I mean, listen, I used to love Adam Scott, who was this real gorgeous guy from
Australia.
Australia. And I still have a crush on him. But now as I've gotten older, I'm like, you know what? He's a little too slender. Very good looking man, but
you're a Kopka girl. You're a Kopka girl. Or Kopka?
Brooks?
Yeah.
Yeah. Brooks Kopka? Yeah. Hi, Juice. Call me. He has a beautiful wife, I think, but still, call me. Yeah. That's what I like. I like what I like.
You would throw McIlroy around. What? You're not going to fuck a Rory McIlroy.
Can I tell you? No, not Rory McIlroy. No. Phil Mickelson, though, a little bit older, a little bit wiser in a sweater vest. Ooh, salt and pepper.
I heard he's the worst person on earth, by the way. I don't know. This is something I heard.
I've heard back and forth, too. Yeah. I mean, then, golf's an individual sport. It's like doing comedy. You know, we only have ourselves. Yeah, you might play with some other people. You might, you know, do shows with other people. But at the end of the day, if you fucking suck, it's up to you. And that's the thing. That's why I get golfers. It's not a team sport.
I'm with you.
You know,
I played team sports my whole life.
Woman,
yeah. I don't know why. I wasn't good enough to start. But I was like, I would dream of starting in high school, like in my dreams. And I didn't even play well in my dream. So I was like, what am I doing? I mean, I'm not even good in my dream. Like, I'm have you ever been in your dream and won? Not me.
No, I honestly haven't either. Also, do you ever, I have this dream, like in an affair dream. And then, but I never go through with it.
Whoa.
Does that mean I'm a good person? Like, I never wake up and I'm like, oh my God, I cheated on Jeff. I never had that dream, but I had the dream like it's about him. But then I'm a good
person.
Who's
the guy? The guy at the airport that told you that he killed his uncle? Like, who's the guy?
It's usually a guy with like no face. You know what I mean? Kind of like a Satan or a monster. I'm like, I can't see the guy's face, but it's somebody else. I don't know. It's weird.
No, I get it. I so get that. You never see the person perfectly in a dream. But you can have a wet dream to apparently a Satan face. Like,
it throws me off. And I'm like, so I wake up and I'm like, do I share this with Jeff? Like, I didn't. But then he'll also think, like, why are you having those dreams? So I keep it to myself. And then I tell the world on your podcast.
Or then you go to Jeff, you go, look, I almost cheated. What the fuck are you doing in your dream? It's like, what? You realize this isn't real. You know, none of this.
Well, I did have it. I had a dream the other day that he was trying to have a bubble bath with one of my friends. And I literally woke up.
With the golf pro? With the golf pro?
Yeah, pretty much. No, my friend right now is pregnant. Literally, I was like, you were having a bubble bath with Lisa. And he's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'm like, I don't know. I did not fuck this faceless man, though. Leave me alone. Don't touch me. Go play golf.
I love that your dream. I love that your dream. You see your friend and Jeff perfectly in bubbles, but when it comes to you, it's a guy with horn face who has no face. You know what I mean? Like you should be in bubbles with Rom,
with a hot Girls Camp go. Yeah, I should be in bubbles, but I'm not. But that just goes to show my moral compass and my character as a person, you know?
True.
I'm a good girl.
You're decent.
I'm mild.
No, yeah. You're a great wife. You're a great wife who only cheats in person, never in your dream.
Never. I don't have any fantasies about anybody but my husband, but I will suck your dick at a truck stop, you know? That's how I feel.
But I'll keep my eyes open. I'm wide awake, I promise.
Wide awake.
Let's do some speed round questions from your fans.
Yeah.
They follow me. You know what's so funny is like I'll get a lot of people that follow me from you. I think especially mm-hmm. when I do your pod, and then I'll do mm-hmm. a video where I suck my own dick, and they go, mm-hmm. "I didn't sign up for this. I'm a nice Southern girl who believes in Jesus. Still, this Jew is sucking his own dick. This isn't."
I talk more about sucking dick on your podcast than I do ever. Period. Yeah, I mean it is. You know, I mean it is what it is. You bring out that real. The real wild side of me. That dick sucking side of me, Andrew. It's bizarre. I can't explain it. You feel me.
You got to do something out there. You're not allowed to play tennis. You got to suck a cock. Okay.
There you go.
Let's see here. I'm just going to do a rapid fire. I haven't even seen these. What's the secret to being so damn classy?
Oh, my God. That's so nice. The secret is... honestly, dry shampoo. If you just keep your hair that look like it's kind of together, that's all you need. It can be filthy, but if you dry shampoo that shit, you're good.
So you're telling me the difference between poverty and looking like a million bucks.
Dry shampoo.
Just a little dry.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Uh-huh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Your dad got scammed. Did we talk about that? Or your mom got scammed? And my dad got scammed.
Your dad got scammed and my mom got scammed.
Yeah. We might have talked about that on the pod before. Or no, we didn't because this was – no. How did your mom get scammed?
My mom got what she thought was a text and then a phone call from Amazon. It was a man in India and saying that her account had been breached. And then she had to give him her social, her address, her credit cards. I'm like, what? And I hear this. I'm in the kitchen. I hear this upstairs. I'm like, Mom, hang up the fucking phone. Like, she was literally about to give him her entire social. And I'm like, what the fuck? She's like, well, it was somebody from Amazon. I'm like, Mom, they know where you live. We get active packages 6 times a day. I don't want to fucking hear it.
My dad was the same way. My dad was the same. My dad, I think it was a guy promising him a new iPhone, but not even the iPhone 10.
Yeah.
Like an iPhone 8. And he fell for it. They're like, here's a Motorola.
We're on like 25 by now. Yeah.
Here's a Nextel. Yeah. And my dad's like, this is legit.
Great.
Okay.
I don't know what happened to our parents, but and it's wild because I find my mom to be really with it. And then there's moments like that where she's just giving out her social to anybody who calls. And it's alarming.
All right. Let's see. Okay. Poorest thing us private school kids ever had to do.
Ooh. I had to return chicken once to the grocery store.
What do you mean? You stole so chicken?
Broke. No. I was working at a gym in LA and I bought chicken and it was bad. And I remember usually a rich private school kid, I would have just been like, throw out the chicken, we'll buy more. But I literally needed the $375 in my bank account. So I walked into Soul Cycle, the place I worked. I was like, you guys, can somebody tell me if this chicken's bad? I literally brought it to work with me. They're like, Heather, that's bad. They're like, just leave it in the bag, return it. And I went and returned the chicken after work to get my money back because I needed it. Yeah.
Poorest thing. Oh my God. How much did they pay you back? Or did they give you store credit?
$450. No, it was like a $450. They're like, yeah, this chicken's bad.
What was the date of the chicken? How long did you have this chicken?
No, I got it like that day, but it was just like a bad batch.
All right, so that's on them. That's on.
It was on that, regardless. But before, I would have never gone back. I'm like, whatever. I'm just gonna buy new chicken later.
Yeah.
And
I went and returned it. And what did you do with that $450? Do you remember?
Probably bought like 2 cigarettes off somebody outside of the gym. It's like I have $450. Can I buy 2 cigs? Probably what I did.
You got grilled chicken to smoke 2 cigs outside Equinox. I love it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God. Dude. Okay, is a hot dog a sandwich?
No, it's not. It's a hot dog.
Agreed.
Who the fuck is asking this question? Is that Carla? Did Carla send that?
Becca.
Oh, Becca, she would. No, a hot dog is not a sandwich.
Is a hamburger a sandwich?
No, a hamburger is a hamburger. I think they're in their categories of their own.
Okay. How, cheesesteak a sandwich?
Yes, cheesesteak is a sandwich.
Interesting. What if a cheesesteak was on a hot dog bun?
I said a cheesecake. A cheesecake is for sure a sandwich. You take a slice of Oreo cheesecake, put it on a brioche bun, bam.
A brioche potato roll. You throw anything on a potato roll. You could put a gun on a potato roll. I'd eat it.
I put it in my mouth. Yep.
Why are potato rolls so good? Next day turkey after Thanksgiving on potato roll with mayonnaise, just straight up. Oh my
God. Potato, I already love potatoes enough. So if you take my two favorite things, potatoes and bread, and put it together and you give me a fucking potato roll, that's orgasmic.
Why is not every sandwich on a potato roll? I don't know what we're doing here. Why are potato rolls?
I also like a buttered brioche. I'm just gonna throw that out there. A brioche roll? Fuck
toasted?
Me up.
Toasted?
Yeah, lightly toasted. Uh-huh.
Lightly. Mm-hmm. How do you like your bacon? Yeah. How do you like your bacon?
Crispy.
Me too. Like insanely crispy. Yeah. Like so burnt.
Yeah, I like it crispy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I like it like
there's gristle.
They go, well, what do you what this isn't edible? And I go, it's what I like. I like it crispy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that burnt flavor.
I want it to taste like a forest fire.
Yeah, I want that bear to come up, you know, from high school, being like, hey, man, this bacon's dangerous.
Don't do it. Don't buy cigs outside of Equinox. Don't do it. Next question.
Why does your dog scream like a human? How can I train mine to scream like that?
Okay, you can't train your dog. My dog is a French bulldog, and they are just overbred and fucked up, and he screams. It's more like a pterodactyl. Like I don't know. You can't train a dog to do that. He just has a sass and attitude. He's my son. What do you expect?
Can I say something? Queen. I'm not trying to be rude. Mm-hmm. We don't know what pterodactyl sounds like. No one's ever had a recording of. You know what I mean?
I've time traveled, Andrew. So I don't know what kind of dreams you're having, but I actually do lucid dreaming where I time travel and it sounds like this. It's like, that's it.
That's what they want you to think. But you know what pterodactyls really sounding like? They don't want to tell you.
What? Probably. No, they're like old newsboys. Like, you see? With like a long cigar.
It's so funny to think of like a T-Rex or whatever. We all think it's roar. It's just like, hey, boys. Hey, boys. You getting Chipotle?
Wait, that'd actually be a great, I'm writing that idea down, gay dinosaurs. That would be a really funny cartoon.
Amazing. It would be.
Great. Done.
All right. Let's do it. All right. Well, I think on that, you're going on tour?
I'm going on tour. Yeah. I leave August.
How excited?
I'm excited.
Are you? Are you scared?
I'm very excited, but I'm terrified because I'm like, do I remember how to do my job? You know what I mean?
Yeah, you will. You're great.
Yeah.
This isn't tennis.
I know. Yeah, fuck tennis. No, just fuck that guy. I'm going to get back out there. Yeah, I'm excited to go on tour. What are you doing? You're touring.
We're starting July 30th.
Yeah. Oh, sweet. Where's your first stop?
San Antonio. But you're going to Durham. My sister-in-law is obsessed with you. Remember, you made a little video. She's bringing three friends. She's like, can you get me VIP? And I was like, you're not bringing four people. I'm not asking you for four. I go, I'll give you two.
No.
She's like, I'm going to bring my whole company. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Okay.
Please do.
Never mind. So then I'll put you guys in touch. Sorry.
Yeah, put us in touch. I love meeting family members.
Anybody You'll love her. She's like a Southern. She loves Cheetah. She's from that area. North Carolina girl, you know, that's your demographic. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it is. Southern girl who likes Cheetah and has dreams about cheating on her husband. Bam. There it is.
And that's then when he cheats in real life,
she murders him. So,
hey, that's my brother. That's my brother you're talking about. That's my little brother, Sam.
That's my brother Sam.
Dude, I've never seen you live. I've never seen your show. God, I want to see it. Well, hopefully you don't come through St. Louis, do you?
I did St. Louis last time. Actually, Nikki's sister came to the show in St. Louis. Yeah. She had a good time. That was fun. I mean, my show is not, it's not a traditional stand-up show. I have videos. I do characters. I tell, you know, do stand-up. I kind of interact with the audience. Like, it's just like a whole, it's a variety act, and it's a lot of fun. But yeah. And
people act like you're like giving out a t-shirt cannon, I feel like, at your show. Yeah. Like, people constantly, I can't even imagine what your fans are like at show.
I ordered one on Amazon the other day. Are you kidding me? I have like leftover merch from 2020. I'm like, this didn't sell. I'm going to just shoot this at like drunk women.
You should.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
How much do you think?
That's what I'm doing.
Order it up. Get drunk. Order it. Forget you ordered it. Have a gun show up. Put it on a potato roll. Eat that bitch. Eat it up.
Fuck it up.
Fuck it up. Put some mayo on there. Some Dales or Dan's or Dave's. Whatever.
Yeah. It
is. What is that mayo that not many people know about?
Duke's. And it's so good. Honestly, if you don't fuck with Duke's, it's the only kind of mayo to mess around. Like, I'm not a Hellman's gal. I'm a Duke's mayo.
You know what I like about Duke's? They don't even need a jar. It just jars around itself. That's what I love about it.
Mm-hmm. That's what I love about it, too.
You bologna girl?
No, I don't fuck around with bologna. Even, like, the fancy, like, mortadella, which is, like, the fancy Italian bologna, I don't do bologna. But I love, like, salumi. You know, give me a little soppressata. I'm into that, but I don't fuck around bologna.
Never. Even never Oscar Mayer. You were never an Oscar
Mayer. No, when I was a kid, okay. But there's a photo of me with like the bologna string, and I've got like a piece in my mouth, and it just makes me, I can't. No,
dude,
I can't.
I thought we were like,
you fuck with bologna?
When I was a kid, I would, that red string was my best friend. That red string that went around the bologna, that's what it was, my jewelry until I was like 14. I ate bologna.
Like, around your wrist?
Dude, I ate a whole thing of bologna. I remember sitting in the cart. I was too big for it. You know, that cart. Mm-hmm. And my mom's pushing me around. I ate a whole thing before we left Publix. I ate the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. See, I love that you love Publix. I knew you were about to say Publix. Because when you're from Florida and Georgia, Publix is like the greatest grocery store ever.
I mean, the chicken tender sandwich there, boy.
Oh, now that's a sandwich. I had a Pub Sub yesterday. I love Publix. I love a Pub Sub.
This is amazing. You could put chicken tenders on bread. Mm-hmm. It's a sandwich. Hot dog, not a sandwich.
No.
Why?
It's not.
But chicken tenders shouldn't be a sandwich. Chicken tenders is its own thing. What are we doing?
But if you put ranch and buffalo sauce and all that, because if you put ketchup mustard goes on a lot of sandwiches. If you put ketchup on something, it's not a sandwich anymore.
What if you slice up a hot dog, put it on a brioche? Mm-hmm. What are we thinking? Sandwich?
Oh, that could be a sandwich.
Let's end on that. I'm glad we found We started with
started with golf, and now we're at sliced hot dogs on a brioche, and that's Heather and Andrew.
Isn't it nice that we could talk about private school again? Everyone,
so nice.
COVID's over. We could just talk about.
Yeah.
All
is
right.
2020 over.
I don't know. Did it ever begin? Who knows?
Who knows?
Where can we? Where can they find you? Where can they get tickets? And.
Go to heatherontour.com to get tickets. I just added an extra show to New York at Nashville. And find me on Instagram, Heather K, like Kardashian McMahon. That's where you can find your girl.
You're the shit. I love Heather so much. And we got to play golf. We really do have to play golf. I'm not even kidding. It'll be unbelievable. We'll do a foursome. Me, you, the guy with no face, and the bubbles girl.
Done and done.
All right. Well, later.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Puddles, everybody now puddles. Puddles, everybody now puddles. Everybody get up because you get down.
If you're getting too close, you know you're getting wet. If you're getting too close, you know you're getting wet. You're standing in deep, you're getting real wet. You ain't that deep because you're kind of shallow. Shallow in the brain and shallow in your heart. You'll never get that deep inside the water, girl. You'll never get that deep.
Puddles, 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 puddles. Puddles, 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 puddles. Puddles, puddles. Puddles, puddles, everybody now puddles, puddles. Everybody get up because you get down.
And yo, when you're standing in the puddle, you don't know where to go because you're so deep. You don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. I don't know how wet I am because I'm so wet. That's who I am. I'm so wet, wet. I'm so wet. I'm so wet. I'm so, so, so wet. Now come on in.
Puddles, 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 puddles. Everybody now puddles, puddles. Everybody get up because you get down and then everyone will come over here.
Yep, I. That's right.